The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With hundreds of thousands of Californians in the dark this past week with the risk of high wildfire danger, Governor Newsom blasted Pacific Gas and Electric. Newsom said although California recently invested $1 billion into vegetative and forest management, PG&E needs to do its part.
There's no substitute for a modern 21st century public utilities like PG&E modernizing its equipment, undergrounding their wires, hardening their poles, and doing their part. And they simply have been mismanaged for over a decade.
All right, that's what the governor says. But is there more to the story? Is there more that we're not hearing in this? And I think there may be. And to discuss that, we have Congressman Tom McClintock joining us right now. Congressman McClintock, thank you for taking some time to talk with us about this important subject.
Larry, thanks for having me.
So you heard Gavin Newsom. He is blasting PG&E for not having underground the wires. We've had you on in the past, and you have been critical of the state not foresting its lands, not keeping the trees thinned out.
Well, it's a combination of factors, but let's start with Gavin Newsom's point on undergrounding lines. That's true. They could have undergrounded those lines, but they couldn't underground them because Newsom's policies through the Public Utilities Commission that controls utilities like PG&E requires them to spend $2.5 billion every year on green energy schemes. And the result is they don't have that $2.5 billion to upgrade their equipment, bury their power lines, and prevent the kind of blackouts that are now becoming routine whenever it happens to be a windy day. These are policies that people like Gavin Newsom put into place through the Public Utilities Commission, who were all appointed by the governor. This is Jerry Brown, this is Gavin Newsom, and people have got to understand that this is the result of the votes they've been casting for these people who are completely out of their minds.
All right. Now, speaking of Jerry Brown, he is back in the news, testifying in front of a House Oversight Committee, and he says, hundreds of thousands of people are being evacuated. He appeared there. He was also connecting the fires to kind of the greenhouse emissions and trying to make this
climate change is responsible for everything. Let me tell you something. If Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom think that by riding your bicycle to work and giving up eating meat, these problems are going to go away, they are delusional. The fact of the matter is that, and this gets to your point on forest management, before the turn of the 20th century, before we started managing our forests, California would lose between 4 and 12 million acres every year to catastrophic fire. In fact, when Juan Gabriel dropped anchor in Santa Monica Bay, it was October of 1542, October, the Santa Ana fire season. You know what he called the Bay of the Santa Monica Bay? The Bay of Smoke. That's the way nature manages the land. An untended forest is just the same as an untended garden. It will grow and grow and grow until it chokes itself to death, and then it will be consumed by catastrophic wildfire. We formed the Forest Service and our other land management agencies around the beginning of the 20th century to break that natural cycle so that we could keep our forests and our public lands in good condition year-round, year after year. And we did that successfully. We brought the loss to catastrophic fire down to just 250,000 acres every year by the end of the 20th century. That's what good forest management does. But because of the environmental laws that were imposed by people like Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, it is now all but impossible to manage our lands because the environmental reviews are so voluminous they become endlessly time-consuming and ultimately a cost prohibitive. So we don't manage our lands anymore. And guess what? The destruction of our lands has increased. Now we lost about 2 million acres to catastrophic fire last year. So this is not the new normal. This is the old normal reasserting itself. And that was true of 200 years ago. Is the pattern we're now seeing resume now. It has nothing to do with the climate. It has everything to do with bad land management practices.
Right.
One other thing about the climates. You can look at our forests. The public lands that are hobbled by these environmental laws are all dying because they are morbidly overgrown. They're carrying about four times the tree capacity that the land can support. When they are adjacent to private lands that are not hobbled by these laws and are properly managed, you can tell where the boundary line is just by looking at the condition of the forest. I think it's rather clever of the climate to know exactly where those boundaries are and only to ravage the publicly managed lands.
Yeah, I want you to listen to the passion by which Jerry Brown, former Governor Jerry Brown, is calling out this crisis, and I want to get your reaction. This is Governor Brown, former Governor Brown.
This is not just another legislative game here. This is life and death stuff. And climate change is related to the fires in California. California is burning while the deniers make a joke out of the standards that protect us all.
All right, there he is. Are you a denier?
No, on the contrary. The climate has been changing for 4.5 billion years. What he is denying is the history of climate change, which very clearly tells us that we had these same problems hundreds of years ago when the climate was different than it is now. The same problems existed. The difference was in the 20th century, we began managing our lands properly. We brought catastrophic fire loss down to de minimis levels. It was the abandonment of these policies precisely because of people like Jerry Brown, and nobody in California bears more responsibility for these policies than he does. We're now seeing nature reassert itself, and that old devastating cycle of morbid overgrowth followed by catastrophic wildfire is the old normal, and it's been brought back.
Congressman Tom McClintock is with us. There are some who say that this is a ripe opportunity for the left and those who like socialism to claim that private industry should no longer run utilities and that they should be gutted and taken over by the government.
Well, don't forget, PG&E already is pretty much run by the Public Utilities Commission. Everything they do is very closely regulated. Every rate increase has to be approved by the Public Utilities Commission, where they put their money for, green energy programs is all mandated by the Public Utilities Commission. Those are all appointments of left-wing governors like Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom. That's the problem, it's their mandates that have consumed $2.5 billion a year of ratepayer money to throw into green energy programs when that money could have been going to bury the power lines and upgrade the equipment so that we didn't have these problems. And under the direction of the Public Utilities Commission, controlled by the appointments of Jerry Brown and now Gavin Newsom, PG&E customers are paying twice as much for their electricity as the average ratepayer in other states, and now they can be assured that that power isn't going to be there anytime it's windy.
Yeah. What about
this is California continuing down the road to becoming Venezuela. That's where these leftist policies will always lead us, and people need to wake up and understand that's something we can change if we summon the political will to do so. These are not acts of God. These are acts of government.
There are two recall efforts underway. Now gathering signatures against Governor Newsom. Is it fair to tie any of this to the Democratic policies and hold him accountable on this, or do you think?
Of course it is. It was the Democratic policies that have now prevented us from being able to manage our forests and brush lands so that we don't have these catastrophic fires. It was Democratic policies that diverted $2.5 billion a year to green energy when it could have been used for equipment maintenance. It was Democratic policies, by the way, that also hold these companies strictly liable, for accidents over which they have no control. This is all policy driven, and it's the policies of the left, and you can see them every day looking at California and, for that matter, wherever else they control public policy.
Well, you talk about the liability. Let's go there a second, because in order for a business, a private business, to attract investors, their stock and their future can't be under the potential of bankruptcy. It used to be that utilities were a safe investment. You buy it, you set it free, and you let it go, and it performs. Now, those who had PG&E stock, those who have Edison stock, very concerning. They're looking at this. They're saying, well, you know, I don't want to be the next GM stockholder and lose my money when that went down. How can private industry accept that kind of liability?
Well, the utilities no longer control their own decisions. Those decisions are controlled by the Public Utilities Commission. It used to be the Public Utilities Commission was driven by a responsibility of the public to provide reliable energy. And the decisions that they made in regulating those companies were focused on that singular objective. We had low-priced power, and it was reliable. Since the left has taken over the PUC and scratched every ideological environmental itch they have, using these public utilities as the means to do so, that's where we have this new era of high-priced energy and rolling blackouts.
If people want to harness this frustration of, if you say, you know, heading toward a Venezuela-type country where the power doesn't even stay on, can they get energized, no pun intended, over this, and move forward with those recalls or changing out those in Sacramento?
The one thing about a democracy is you are always guaranteed to get the government you vote for. If it turns out to be a government you don't like, that's just nature's way of warning you to be a little more careful how you cast your votes. Lincoln said it best. He said, the voters are everything. If the voters get their backsides too close to the fire, they'll just have to sit on the blisters a while. It's a painful experience, but it's a learning experience, and hopefully they go away from that experience sadder but wiser. And maybe this energy debacle may be the wake-up call that people need to look more carefully at the people they are electing and who are making these decisions that are so damaging to the quality of life of every Californian.
Well, energy drove Gray Davis out of office. It could do it to Newsom.
At some point, it's either that or we continue down the road we're on.
All right, with that, I got to leave it there. Congressman Tom McClintock, thank you so much for taking some time to be with us today.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me.